brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
It occurs to me that just after the 9/11 staged event, the federal government went around confiscating all the video footage from every source imaginable, but especially all the videos showing the strike on the Pentagon, which the government said was an airplane, but most people have now figured out it was probably a cruise missile of some sort. But we don't know for sure because all the video has been confiscated and never shown to the American public. Why is that? Well, it's because the video shows something that contradicts the government's story. That's why. It's kind of obvious. You have to be a moron not to realize that by now. But now with the Newtown school shooting, this raises the question that we're just getting into. Why haven't they released the video from inside the school to show this shooter with his so-called AR-15 Bushmaster rifle? Now, maybe they will. And if that's the case, then okay, maybe he did use it, but the news reports we're hearing today are that he left it in the car. It wasn't even used in the shooting, and they're not releasing the video. So why wouldn't they release the video, especially as it would further their gun control agenda? Why would they keep it a secret? They've released all the other school shooting videos. In any case, we are continuing with Kelly O'Mara, the author of Psyched Out, who is an expert on psychiatric drugs and the side effects in school shootings, and she continues with us on the phone right now. And Kelly, any additional comments before we start to take calls?
Well, in fact, this Newtown, Sandy Hook, you know, the video would be interesting from the standpoint of if he had a rifle, the question would be why did they let him in?
Right.
Number one.
Yeah, come on
two,
in.
If he didn't have a rifle, and obviously no guns were visible, you know, to the people seeing the camera, whatever, then did they know him to let him in?
Did they know him?
In other words, they let him either.
Yeah, they did know him.
Okay, so they let him in, okay?
Yeah, they let him in.
But remember, we went through this whole several days of there's no connection between, you know, him and Sandy Hook. There's no connection between his mother and Sandy Hook. So, I mean, what I'm getting at is we really don't know anything concrete after
right.
all this time. And this is a long time.
No, we only know the things that they want us to know, half of which are lies in any case. But yeah,
it's frustrating. It's very frustrating.
Well, yeah, and I'm sure there must be people listening who are saying, well, you know, how dare you try to ask for the video of the shooting? You know, you have to honor the dead children. Well, wait a minute. The gun grabbers aren't honoring the dead children. They're using those dead children to pass their political agenda, their anti-American traitorous agenda. They're not honoring the dead children at all. All we want to know is the truth. We don't need to show the actual children. Those can be mosaiced out of the video. We don't need to show them. What we need to see is, did this shooter actually have a rifle on him, or is that another piece of fiction out of this vast collage of fiction?
Right, and again, I mean, I think the people have to understand the whole purpose behind doing an investigation of something like this, hopefully, is to make sure it doesn't happen again. So it's important to get all the truth, you know, not just pieces, parts. That they want to give us.
That's right. And they haven't shown us the rifle. They haven't shown us the ballistics reports. They haven't shown us any of the brass from the rifle. They haven't even actually shown us much of anything.
And in fact, I think that the families of the victims obviously would like to have all the truth also. So it's not just
definitely.
It's not just us asking these questions.
Yeah, well, let's go to some calls, all right? And by the way, for those of you who have just joined us, Alex Jones will be here in a few minutes to break some big news at the bottom of this hour. And you don't want to miss that, so stay tuned for that. We're going to go to a quick break, but when we come back, we will go straight to your calls, I promise, including Daniel, Leo, Michael, George, and Roy. Not George Michael, but Michael and George, two separate people. We'll be back with all those callers and much more straight ahead, so stay with us. This is the Alex Jones Show live on Friday, December the 28th. We'll be right back after this break.
This man wants your guns. That is the cover of the 60-page glossy magazine, jam-packed with information. The December issue of InfoWars Magazine. InfoWars Magazine gives you a powerful tool to reach out to friends and family and neighbors and people in your community with the message of liberty. Give a gift subscription to your local police department. Give a gift subscription to your local state house, to your pastor. This is the perfect tool. 12 of these delivered to the door of the institution, groups, and individuals that you want to influence and wake up. Sign up for the free digital e-version at InfoWars.com/newsletter, and we send it out the week after the physical magazine goes out, or go to InfoWarsStore.com today and sign up for a subscription. Give it as a gift subscription or buy them in bulk with Ron Paul, the attack on the Second Amendment, the police state, the GMO takeover. It's all there and all available at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139. Get your subscription or buy the magazines in bulk today.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract.
My name is Stan, and I'm 68 years old, and I live in Vermont. In the spring of 2003, I started to have problems with my heart. It felt like my heart was pounding, made me feel breathless. I tried many, many different things to try to get some help for myself. Nothing did anything.
Heart and Body Extract is very powerful, very effective, and works quickly.
I saw one of Sharon's ads and ordered Heart and Body Extract. I noticed a difference quickly, within days. The episodes became less frequent, and by a month had completely vanished.
Usually you find a 30-day or 60-day guarantee. Heart and Body Extract comes with a lifetime 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on freeze-dried foods, and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House Survival Bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
He aligns himself with the truth, and it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
My love is asleep on the freeway.
Works. Anytime the government wants to ban something, some object, some item, all they have to do is they go into a school, stage a massacre of innocent children, and then they just throw that object on the floor and say that did it. They want to ban slingshots. They can just massacre a bunch of children or plant bombs and then throw a bunch of slingshots on the floor. Or knives. They can go in and slash a bunch of innocent victims and then just throw some knives on the ground and find a patsy to blame for it and then say, aha, knives killed the children. We have to ban knives. Have to ban swords. Have to ban blowguns. We can have a blowgun massacre in America. I'm not trying to make fun of the massacre. What I'm trying to do is point out the utter, insanely idiotic manipulation that is taking place here. Now, those children's lives should never have been lost, but nor should those in Oklahoma City have been lost, nor should those in Aurora, Colorado have been lost, and they were all lost, I think the evidence clearly shows, by a planned, engineered event with the political purpose of blaming a particular object. That's the way it works in America today. But anyway, we are continuing with calls now for Kelly O'Mara on the issue of psychiatric drugs and the relationship between psych drugs and violent shooters. Are you ready now, Kelly? You ready to take some calls? All right, here we go. Daniel in Washington, thank you for holding. You are on the air with Kelly. Go ahead with your question, please.
Hello, first-time caller. I have a question. I've been doing a lot of research and up on how this kid's face was looking and all that stuff. I've done some research on bath salts, and bath salts have a chemical reaction with the brain that causes hallucinations. Is there a possibility that that could have had any action with the way that this kid did what he did?
Well, we don't know. There's no official report of what he was on, and by bath salts, you mean the illegal street drug that's nicknamed bath salts. I know you're not actually referring to actual salt that you put in your bath. But, Kelly, what are your comments on that? From the way the shooter looks, he looks pretty psychotic, but, you know, it's hard to judge people just by their facial expression. What do you think?
Well, I think he looks malnutritioned, if anything. You know, again, we don't know. This is the problem. We don't know what he was on. We don't know what he was diagnosed with. We don't know how long he was on these drugs. We don't know if he was just coming off of them, if his drugs had been upped or had they been reduced. I mean, we don't know. We don't know anything other than we can look at this and go, okay, it seems to fit the pattern of these school shootings.
All right, good answer. We need more information. Thank you for your call, Daniel. Good question. Let's go to George in Connecticut. George, thank you for calling. You are on the air. Go ahead, sir.
Hi, thanks a lot. I just wanted to make a few comments that weren't related to the site, but I wanted to give you some clues. I am from Connecticut, and growing up in Connecticut, Newtown was always the byword for being crazy because they had the largest crazy house there until about 2000. And a neighboring town, only about 15 minutes down the road, was famous for felt house for about 140 years, and their mascot is known as the Mad Hatter or the Hatters for their teams.
Huh.
That gives you a clue. Gives you a clue on some globalists like to take this theme, including the Batman thing. But the things I really wanted to make comment about. Everybody's talking about a financial collapse. If there's a financial collapse, why would we want to be disarmed when the police can't be everywhere?
Good point.
And the second point is, why don't we have a push for disarming the gangs in the country first? Now, if they can disarm the gangs, we might consider disarming because that's a consideration. And they haven't done such a good job with the drug war for the last 30 years, so I don't know how they're going to do that. So, you know where I'm getting with my point. And the last point I wanted to make.
Well, wait, George, wait, before you move on. I have the solution. I know how to disarm the gangs. You have gang signs that say gun free zone, and you just hang them up in the gang areas. And it works like magic. It's a gang gun free zone sign. That's it. Let's sell them in the InfoWars store. That solved the gang problem. Senator Feinstein, we have your solution, woman. It's the gang gun-free zone sign. Magical powers. I'm sorry. Go ahead, sir.
And the last point, and since they killed about 1,000 people in Australia by confiscating the guns that people didn't want to give up, that has a population of about 22,620,000. And if you multiply that that factor you would get out of that, if you divided 1,000 into that thing and use the same factor and multiply it times the United States, that would come up with a debt of 22,000. I'm sorry, not 22,000. Sorry, my mistake. I was looking at the wrong thing. 13,793 kills, including children, mothers, men, everybody. Now, is that what their goal is? Another maybe 12,000 or so Wacos?
Yeah, very, very good point. But as Alex described yesterday, that is what they want. They do want a shooting war to break out. They want that kind of mass murder in America. That's what it seems to be. But I thank you for your call, and I love it when callers have statistics, too, and good numbers, very good analysis there. Kelly, what are your thoughts on what the caller just brought up?
Well, it's interesting, that's all I can say.
What's interesting about it? I mean,
it's a lot of statistics there.
Well, but he's right. He's right. You know, when Australia banned the guns, some people said, we're not giving them up, and those became, you know, shooting wars. So his point really is that, is it just to try to save, to prevent the death of, let's say, 20 children, are you willing to kill 20,000 people in America? And apparently the liberals say, yes, we want to kill all the gun owners. They call for shooting the NRA president. They call for violence. They don't kill if they have to murder 50 million American people as long as they think they can save two children in a school. I say it's not worth killing anybody. Why can't we have peace for all of us? You know, why can't we be independent, liberty-minded, upstanding citizens in a free country and just leave it at that. And, you know, sometimes bad things happen, but that's why we're talking about the psych drugs.
Exactly.
All right. Well, let's go to another caller then, if you're ready for it.
Yeah.
We don't screen these callers, by the way, so it can be anything. It can be absolutely anything. So here we go. Michael in Massachusetts. Michael, you are on the air. Thank you for calling, and what's on your mind?
Hello. I'd like to comment on the medication of children in general.
Yeah, go ahead.
They don't have any free will as to if their parents push something on them. So if I might quickly just interject with like something I wrote in the break.
Well, yeah, if it's short and to the point, go for it.
Yeah. The Uncle Sam pharma industry pumps kids on methamphetamine derivatives from elementary school onward. Teachers compel parents to believe the lack of interaction in school is somehow a deficit, whereas a genius might be bored with base mental effort required to repeat what is written in the textbooks.
Well, there you go. Your thoughts, Kelly.
Well, I agree. I agree 100%. Children are forced to take these drugs. I mean, they do not have the right to say no. Okay, their parents can put these their children on these drugs, and often the schools push it. They decide that if your child's not like everybody else, because that's what really they want. They want everybody to be the same. And if your child acts out in any way, then, you know, they call you in, and, you know, you need to take your child to have them looked at. And, of course, you know, parents believe doctors, believe the nonsense of the psychiatric diagnosis. And surprisingly to me, in this day, 15 years after Columbine, the parents are still putting their kids on what is the equivalent of cocaine. ADHD drugs, and it just blows my mind.
What about
they're still doing it,
Kelly? What about the combination of these psych drugs, which we know cause a kind of cognitive detachment from reality, but combining them with these first-person shooter, ultra-hyper-realistic video games now, where they are really murder simulators. There's a new game that's just come out. I watched the trailer, horrified. It's called Far Cry 3. And this game is, in my view, a murder simulator. I saw the preview. I haven't played the game, but I saw the preview. When you slice, you sneak up behind an enemy, and you slice their neck open with a knife, and blood gushes out on screen. Bonus points appear on the screen, like plus 10, plus 15. So the more people you stab and shoot, you get points. How is that impacting these drugged up kids?
Well, you know, look, I don't know how old you are, but when we were kids, we played Army, and we blew up Army men. And I don't think there's a single study that supports that these video games are contributing to these horrific shooting incidents.
But the difference is, when you and I were kids, if we played a game, it was a third-person thing, like little plastic army men in a sandbox. Today, they you're actually sitting, you're controlling the character, seeing through their eyes. You know, it's like a first-person training simulator.
Right.
And now they're coming out with these VR helmets that are ultra-realistic, total immersion in the simulation.
That's up to the parent. The parents buy these things for their kids, which I don't really understand, but they do. Just like they put them on the drugs, and you say, what about these cocktail of drugs? That's the newest thing, is kids aren't on one mind-altering drug. They're on several.
Yeah.
And at that point, you're literally changing the normal brain chemicals.
Right.
That's where you start to get in trouble.
Well, Kelly, I want to thank you for joining us today. We only have a minute left. Let me plug your book here. It's called Psyched Out. You can find that on Amazon.com. I know you also contribute to CCHR. Their website is CCHRINT.org. They do great work against psychiatric drugs. I've written some things for them before as well. Anything else you'd like to mention before the segment ends?
Yeah, just we're talking about these drugs. I would encourage people to learn about the adverse side effects to them. And also, if you're diagnosed or your children are diagnosed with a psychiatric mental illness, research it. Don't just take the doctor's word for it.
All right, well said. Thank you, Kelly O'Mara, for all of your comments and thoughts today. Good information. We'll be right back with more straight ahead. Stay with us.
This man wants your guns. That is the cover of the 60-page glossy magazine, jam-packed with information. The December issue of InfoWars Magazine. InfoWars Magazine gives you a powerful tool to reach out to friends and family and neighbors and people in your community with the message of liberty. Give a gift subscription to your local police department. Give a gift subscription to your local statehouse, to your pastor. This is the perfect tool. 12 of these delivered to the door of the institutions, groups, and individuals that you want to influence and wake up. Sign up for the free digital e-version at InfoWars.com/newsletter, and we send it out the week after the physical magazine goes out, or go to InfoWarsStore.com today and sign up for a subscription. Give it as a gift subscription or buy them in bulk with Ron Paul, the attack on the Second Amendment, the police state, the GMO takeover. It's all there and all available at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139. Get your subscription or buy the magazines in bulk today.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
HempUSA.org has a newly designed website and a new and improved detoxification product. Order our new Microplant Powder Gold loaded with vitamins, minerals, iodine, and probiotics, and we'll send you our travel-size Microplant Powder absolutely free. Microplant Powder only at HempUSA.org. Call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. And see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you only at HempUSA.org. Only this offer ends January 31st.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
You land in Buenos Aires, then are shuttled to Santa Rosa, where a nicely furnished cabin with all amenities, Wi-Fi, executive food and wine, and laundry service awaits. After a good night's sleep, your adventure begins. You're on a golden stag safari for big game. But it's not Africa, it's Argentina. One-on-one guided hunts for water buffalo, cougar, bighorn rams, wild boar, and the biggest stag deer in South America. All gold medal quality. All the action you can handle. Land Rovers, top rental guns with scopes, all food, beverages, hunting guides, ground transportation included, and more. All more affordable than you can imagine. The adventure of a lifetime starts at GoldenStagSafaris.com, the big game hunting ranch. GoldenStagSafaris.com.
We've got it.
The transmission is coming to you.
Jones Show, thank you for continuing with us. Alex will be here in just a few minutes with some big breaking news, so you don't want to miss that. It's a big deal. You'll want to hear that. I can't wait to hear it. In the meantime, we had some great ideas. You know, in the last segment, we were talking about how to solve the gun problem in all across America. Guns in the hands of criminals. It's very simple. You just hang up gun-free zone signs in all the gang areas, and the magicality of the signs automatically eliminates all guns from the gang zones. And of course, if you don't believe that, then you're not sufficiently worshiping the liberal mindset. because they believe that's how they work with schools. You hang up a sign, a gun-free zone sign in front of a school, and the guns magically disappear, as if a wizard spell has been cast over the entire school. In reality, the spell has been cast over your mind by neuro-linguistic programmer Obama. But hey, why stop with the signs in front of the schools? I think we should all walk into the airport with signs hanging from our waists that say molestation free zone. How about that? Have one hanging from the back that says latex glove free zone. You know, just to let the TSA know that this is not the appropriate zone to do what they do. Okay, I'm not going to go into any more detail on that. But hey, if signs are magical, let's just use them. Let's use them for our own protection. let's have tyranny free zone. Like you hang a sign in front of your door, tyranny free zone, and then when the feds come to raid you for owning a .22 pistol, they'll see the sign and they'll say, we can't go in there. It's a tyranny free zone. How about that? All right, enough satire. But man, it's all so ridiculous. I can't resist it. Let's go to a caller, Greg from Utah, who operates, looks like KYAH, oh, one of the new affiliates carrying the Alex Jones Show in Utah. Greg, you're on the air. Go ahead, sir.
I'm glad I got you on. I mean, out here because this is the only station that carries it, Utah.
Great.
But anyway, I had a comment on this last subject, and parents need to listen and listen very closely. Because how these drugs work is most depression comes from a conscience. A child is very impressionable, and he's learning how to deal with life. And when you put them on these drugs that take their conscience away, you're creating a monster. I mean, this is a very strategic drug that's used to destroy family. I've seen it in operation. I've seen people changed. Their whole personality, their whole countenance, everything changes.
And right. It is creating a generation of monsters.
Yeah, because it burns their conscience out. And they try and tell them that there is no right and wrong. It's just how you know what makes you feel good. That's
good. Good
that's
point.
The bottom line.
What city are you based in there in Utah?
Delta. We're in central Utah. We pretty much okay. Our station covers all the way from Salt Lake City all the way down to the southern border and most places in between. We got the best coverage, for an AM radio station out here.
Wow, great.
And I think we're waking people up out here because I went into the gun, just the sporting goods store the other day, and the poor guy is a friend of mine that works there. He says it's just been hell. He says all he does is fill out applications and sell guns. I mean, it's just been a
well, that was my question for you. What is the consensus there in Utah, which tends to be a state of a lot of liberty minded individuals? What are you seeing right there with not only the gun restrictions but psych drugs also?
Yeah, let's put it this way: when deer season rolls around, they actually take a day and a half off before the hunt. Nobody goes to school because everybody is preparing to go on the hunt.
Yeah,
I mean, it's like a national holiday here. I've talked to a couple people in the school and they've decided, they are concealed carry and they are going to, announce that fact that, hey,
yeah,
we're concealed
carry in the
carry
schools.
And we are in the school.
Well, that story, we just read that in the previous hour, a town in Utah, let me see if I can find what this is, but they are going to train teachers to carry concealed in the classrooms in Utah. I don't know what city this is, but it's in Utah.
I talked to someone who was pulled over the other day, and the sheriff asked him, "You got a gun in your car?" And he says, "Yes, I do." And the sheriff asked him, "Is it loaded?" And he says, "No." And he goes, "Why not?"
Yeah, exactly. I had a gun instructor ask me that question one time, too. Is it chambered? No. Why not? If you carry concealed, it should be chambered.
I mean, right there in the proclamation for hunting, the hunting proclamation, it says you can only have a loaded firearm, a pistol, a handgun in your vehicle. In other words, you can't carry a loaded rifle.
Right.
Because that would encourage poaching. But, as long as you have permission from the owner of the vehicle, you can carry a loaded weapon.
All right, we're going to go to break, Greg. But good comments. Good talking to you. And thanks for your call. And thank you for your station carrying this broadcast. We'll be back with Alex Jones
himself.
We're
on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
This Man Wants Your Guns. That is the cover of the 60-page glossy magazine, jam-packed with information. The December issue of InfoWars Magazine. InfoWars Magazine gives you a powerful tool to reach out to friends and family and neighbors and people in your community with the message of liberty. Give a gift subscription to your local police department. Give a gift subscription to your local statehouse, to your pastor. This is the perfect tool. 12 of these delivered to the door of the institutions, groups, and individuals that you want to influence and wake up. Sign up for the free digital e-version at InfoWars.com/newsletter, and we send it out the week after the physical magazine goes out, or go to InfoWarsStore.com today and sign up for a subscription. Give it as a gift subscription or buy them in bulk with Ron Paul, the attack on the Second Amendment, the police state, the GMO takeover. It's all there and all available at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139. Get your subscription or buy the magazines in bulk today.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Food stores? Check. Survival tools? Check. Weapons and water filters? Check. But what about a permanent source of cooking power that can run forever without buying fuel or paying for maintenance? Introducing Afterburner Stoves, home of the original patented rocket stove, the Kelly Kettle, and the Solo Stove. Afterburner Stoves has what you need and now offers all GCN listeners our complete preparedness package with the means to cook meals and sanitize water. Whether you dig in or bug out, cook almost any meal with just a handful of sticks. We already have the lowest online prices guaranteed, but if you enter coupon code GCN at checkout, we'll knock off an additional 15% and send you our amazing 6-hour solar rechargeable light bulb absolutely free, all for only $249. Visit afterburnerstoves.com or call 866-716-5214, 866-716-5214, afterburnerstoves.com. Cook hot meals with just a handful of sticks.
We now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center
in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
All right, it is an exciting Friday. A lot happening here on the Alex Jones Show. This is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, filling in for Alex today. But he will be joining us in just a matter of minutes with a breaking announcement. They are working on the final details of that announcement right now. He'll be here in just a few minutes, and we will introduce him, and he needs no introduction, but we'll bring him in and let him announce what he's going to announce. Let's summarize things in the meantime. Here's what's going on. This is a summary of everything that's happened so far today on this broadcast. We've got the Facebook censorship of all political speech that is pro-gun or pro-Second Amendment. We've got Facebook shutting down multiple accounts, including 9/11 truthers, pro-gun rights websites. They shut us down yesterday. We were able to get reactivated. They shut InfoWars accounts down. I think some of them have been reactivated since then. But everybody's been warned that if you post anything else that Facebook considers to be, I don't know, offensive, liberty-minded, maybe? I guess if you post a quote from George Washington, you're going to get kicked off their site now. So there's that story. There is more censorship coming, I believe, across probably search engines and other social networks, so watch for that. Then we've got the story that we really uncovered here today, which is, why is there no video footage of the Sandy Hook shooter, Adam Lanza, carting a Bushmaster rifle around the school there? And we found another news report, an NBC news report, that says he left his rifle in his car. And it increasingly appears that that rifle was probably not involved in this shooting at all, or at least based on current information. So why have they not released that video? If he was carrying a rifle shooting children in the school, they would have loved to show that video on the air to drive home the point that, oh, it's the guns, it's the guns, it's the guns. That would be part of their gun control mantra. So I'm shocked. I'm shocked that we're not seeing that footage yet. It must mean there's something in the footage that they don't want us to see. And if he was carrying a rifle, why did they let him into the school in the first place? Because they have security cameras and they have locked doors. Why did they let a 20-year-old kid with a rifle into the school? Then we've got the issue of Senator Feinstein. Sorry, I just looked at her face for a second there. I gotta recover from that one. Give me some superfoods, people. I'm going to cover that up and just talk about her instead, but she's pushing this gun control agenda that is calling for an Adolf Hitler-style gun registration, which, of course, is always followed by gun confiscation, and now there's a new petition up on Infowars.com by Paul Joseph Watson. Well, his story covers it. The petition calls for Dianne Feinstein to be tried for treason, and we encourage you to go to Infowars.com right now, check out that petition, sign it, and help raise alarm over people in the Senate who are trying to destroy our Bill of Rights and essentially gut our nation's freedoms and take your freedoms with it. We've got this report of the wrong man being arrested and dragged into a psychiatric hospital and put on schizophrenia drugs just because he resembled an escaped psychiatric patient. That has come out now, so you could just be walking down the street. And if you look like a psychiatric patient, you can be arrested and forcibly drugged against your will. We've got the other story of Adam Lanza's body being exploited, the DNA harvested from his body, so that they can create a genetic profile of what they call the evil gene. Yes, oh, now you're going to be profiled to see if you have the evil gene. And what another wonderful liberal excuse to abort babies. They can do the evil gene test before the child is even born. And then, if the baby has the evil gene, they can justify another abortion. But hey, why even put a time limit on it? You can abort a baby after it's born, according to the liberals, even up to 3 years old. You can have a genetic test of, let's say, your two-year-old child. And if that test comes back positive that that child has the evil gene, you can do a post-birth abortion, according to the liberals. Yeah, post-birth abortion. I know, we used to call that murdering babies, but today it's just a post-birth abortion because everything's a word game now, including the word assault rifle. There's another word game. Even if this Bushmaster was involved in the shooting, which I'm now doubting, it certainly was not an assault rifle. It didn't have full auto function. It wasn't an assault rifle. It was a semi-auto rifle. Nevertheless, that's a summary of where we are right now today, all leading up to this moment where Alex Jones joins us right here in the studio with his big announcement, and here he is.
Mike, it is great to be here with you. First off, when you started the broadcast earlier today, you were talking about the petition to go into federal court and begin the charges of treason against Dianne Feinstein. Our country was born out of British citizens when the government tried to come and confiscate their legally owned firearms. In fact, they had their blunderbuss, their long rifles, their muskets, all of it. They also had cannons. The citizens had their military arms to protect themselves. Those were the right of free men. It's just that simple. And when you look at Dianne Feinstein, psychopathic, authoritarian, overtly evil person.
Absolutely.
The biggest problem I hear from so-called conservative talk radio is it's how the liberals are dumb. And the liberals are stupid and how they don't know what they're doing. They all have bodyguards. They're all into guns.
Yep.
You know, Bloomberg owns his own helicopters and, you know, sits there and lobbies, you know, for more and more armaments and weapons for his detail. They are in control because they have a lust for power. And they've gotten rid of all of our basic liberties. They're trying to get rid of the First Amendment right now. You talk about what Facebook's doing with the purge. You talk about cybersecurity. You talk about now how they say they're going to genetically profile people that are aggressive and not let you get government health care to have your child, even if you have your own money, if you don't agree to your embryo being government approved.
Well, hey, they're getting the DNA from Lanza's dead body to profile for the evil gene now.
No, exactly. this is all about we're all guilty, we're all bad, we're all criminals. Gun owners are murderers. Gun owners are racist. Gun owners are Ku Klux Klan. While the establishment itself are raving authoritarian trash. And so it is not extreme to call her a treasonous, treacherous, larcenous witch when she's trying to steal the most bedrock of liberties. If you can't be armed, and because you lose your rights because somebody else does something bad, you're not living in a free society. So last Sunday on the broadcast, a caller called in from Arkansas and said, you should have a petition for gun-free zones around politicians where they don't have bodyguards with submachine guns and with semi-automatic handguns or full auto or whatever they fetishize. Whenever I was at Bilderberg in 2008, when Hillary and Obama drove in the Secret Service motorcade of about eight different big black SUVs, Suburbans, they lifted up with MP5, Heckler, HNK, 9mm, and the Secret Service, it's on video, lifted it up and pointed it at us. We're standing there. We're citizens with bullhorns. They don't like that. They were saying, hey, we're Mao Zedong. Our power goes out of the barrel of a gun like it was going to scare us. And we had Marines, who they had as the protective detail for the State Department. They had Marines out there on the grounds, and occasionally when they didn't think a camera was aiming, they would put a rifle up and aim it at us to intimidate us. So this is a criminal government class that's taken our money, built its giant military-industrial complex infrastructure that Eisenhower warned us about, who is now openly telling us. Yeah, that's
1.6 billion rounds of ammo.
Yeah, let's do a document cam for viewers of that. The document cam shot's right over there by the mouse. Hold it right there, and they can give a shot for viewers out there of that. That's the standard area right there to show it.
But yeah, the government's... Yeah,
there you go. Guns are bad. He's sitting on top of 1.6 billion rounds, tens of millions of guns, armored vehicles, tanks, all of it, but he's pointing down at the American gun owner saying guns are bad. He's bombing people, tripling what Bush did. The numbers are now out. Tripling drones, saying it's okay to kill 200 innocent people to get one bad guy, blowing children's faces off, arms and legs off, but then fake crying. So here's the big announcement. Last Sunday, the caller called in, and I just got so busy, over the week, I didn't put it out. But another one was put out about gun-free zones around politicians, saying they can't have guns and people can't have guns. And somebody else did it because we didn't do it, and that's great. It's got about 6,000 signatures, and Adan Salazar wrote an article about it that just went up at Infowars.com. But above that, red linked, is the Kurt Nemo article and the petition I wrote this morning with Kurt and posted just an hour ago to WhiteHouse.gov. People say, well, White House is going to ignore what you do. Doesn't matter. The media, the public sees it. See, they use small petitions to call for banning guns a week after, saying, look, the people want it. Right. I'm going to take your guns. The idea of a democracy versus a republic. So we're going in there, even if they ignore our petitions, and using it as a focal point. So there it is. Petition calls for gun-free zones at White House and federal buildings. And we're also calling, again, for all federal security forces, feds, for them to turn their guns in. Because what we've been told, Mike, and they've actually said the guns did this. They say the guns come out, and the guns come out at night, and they become animated like a cartoon, and at midnight they dance around. Something out of Fantasia and Night on Bald Mountain. Go ahead.
Well, it's brilliant because it's using their own logic against them. Their own logic says that the gun-free zone sign is what stops gun violence. So and if they disarm the schools, the children will be safe, they say. So, yeah, you're right. Let's disarm the White House. They'll be safe
there. The communists took guns all over Europe and in Australia and New Zealand and England and Wales and Scotland and Ireland. In the 80s and 90s, they would send in people on the mental patient list or government toadies or known pedophiles, providing pedophiles to the police and others or providing children to them. That's come out with these characters. We know they've been caught doing it before, who go in and shoot kids up in a school. So they have the same plan here. In 1990, they come in, they pass a law, no guns, period, in schools. Not teachers, not concealed carry, not parents, not anybody. And then they advertise, don't come to the school and kill people to get mentally ill people or their operatives to go do it. Then they use the kill zones. See, crime's gone down, as we showed the FBI statistics, precipitously all over the U.S. because gun ownership's gone up the last 20 years.
Right.
They're desperate. They're losing. That idea of the government can't protect you, and the witch Feinstein, who has her own concealed carry and her own bodyguards, and Michael Moore, whose bodyguard got arrested at the airport with a gun, they've got their guns. They're dominators. The instinct of the dictator, the instinct of the pig, of the control freak, the instinct of the king rat, the instinct of the control freak, the instinct of the psychopath, the instinct of the Mao Zedong is to take the guns so only they have the guns. Hitler, Stalin, Mao, the ancient Romans took swords from their slaves. It's that simple. So we've launched, this just went up at Infowars.com. It is red linked, our new petition written off of the actual unconstitutional federal law they've gotten, the Safe Schools Gun-Free Zone Act of 1990, saying, okay, you say no guns in an area makes it safe, actually makes it safe for the bad guys. We want the White House and every federal building to be gun-free, and we want all of the government training centers. Since you've disarmed those public schools, we now want all the private schools, like David Gregory of NBC, his kids go to with 11 armed guards.
Obama's kids.
Or Obama's daughter. We want the guns from those private security guards gone. Imagine being David Gregory last week with Wayne LaPierre of the NRA on television when Wayne LaPierre said, do what Israel did. When they got attacked in schools, armed the teachers, which they did. The media later came out and said that wasn't true, thinking we're dumb when it's on record. Then Gregory came out to say that's preposterous, that won't keep you safe, knowing his daughters go to one of the only private schools in D.C. with armed guards.
Yeah, and then he showed, a 30-round magazine on the air, which was a violation of D.C. laws, so he becomes suddenly ensnared in his own gun control agenda.
Exactly. So I want to fire the bat searchlight up here for alternative media, pro-liberty media out there, everybody. If you will go to Infowars.com, we're also going to post this just went up at PrisonPlanet.com, our backup site. If you will go there and get this and email it out to everyone and email it out to local talk show hosts, we'll get enough of a buzz going on this to really expose the hypocrisy of Obama and the fact that he's protected with guns, but that he doesn't want your children to be protected with guns. And we're also going to add to this the video and the interview Jakari Jackson did with a Texas superintendent who 5 years ago armed their teachers because their local, the closest police station is 30 minutes away, so they can protect their people. We either go on the offensive or lose our Second Amendment. And again, I want to give credit here and talk about Piers Morgan. Then we'll go to break. I'll come back. We'll do a final segment with Doug Hagman. You'll leave us, and I'll come back for a full hour continuing with Doug Hagman and then phone calls. But I want to make this point right now. It's a great exercise in media disinformation and control that when the magnanimous, mighty king of true media, drudgereport.com, last Friday, picked up on our White House petition and linked to Infowars.com and gave us the credit. We're not looking for the credit. It just is wrong when it's not given. It's unjournalistic. And it shows how scared the old dinosaur media is, Mike, because he put that up. Now, our listeners already circulated. It had like 6,000, 7,000 signatures. It was going to be a news story.
Yeah.
But Drudge put it up, and Huffington Post attacked it. And the Atlantic Wire attacked it, and some others attacked Drudge, but then the media picked it up. I don't think of everything I've done in 17 years we've ever had, some days 3,000-4,000 articles a day, but only I could count on two hands the number that said, hey, it was Infowars.com. It was
right,
it was
credit.
Again, well, it's not even about that. It's that any other time they'll say who did the petition.
Of course.
But in this case, they didn't give Infowars.com credit. They didn't give DrudgeReport.com credit, which is just amazing. And then they ran around and spun it and said, we're anti-free speech. No, he's trying to get rid of our right to the Second Amendment and to self-defense. he is a foreigner, has a right to his opinion. He doesn't have a right to come here as a subversive. The reason I'm getting into this now is I didn't really talk about it yesterday, and I should have. I was so focused on the open announcements that they want to register, fingerprint all gun owners, and ban physically most guns.
But Piers Morgan is not an American citizen. He does not have the Bill of Rights. If he wanted a Bill of Rights, he should have fought for it like our founding fathers did.
Well, he didn't. His ancestors fought against it.
Exactly.
But exactly. The issue is he is clearly involved in what they call an attempted overthrow of our Bill of Rights and Constitution. Because our Bill of Rights and Constitution, it is the government. It is we the people. It is the country. It is what the flag symbolizes. And so when Dianne Feinstein attacks it, she's a traitor. She's engaged in sedition because she's a citizen, even though she really is just a globalist operative, an enemy within, to quote Cicero. But to expand on that, Mike, under the Supreme Court rulings, because within hours the Wall Street Journal came out and defended our petition, still didn't give us credit, but whatever, right, and said, no, here's the Supreme Court ruling from the 70s with communists that would come here calling for an overthrow of the Bill of Rights because they always want tyranny, yep, once they get control. It is subversion. So he is guilty of subversion. He is guilty of subversion.
Wait a second.
And it's just amazing that it got this much attention. So the goal was met to the point we've got foreign globalists in here in our face trying to dictate and control our internal politics. We'll be back with Mike Adams, Doug Hagman, and more. I'm your host, Alex Jones, riding shotgun with Mike Adams of naturalnews.com.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now, new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup insurance and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Hi, my name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes, which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because I continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Way, I have no hot flashes, and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
It is a little-known fact that every single cell of your body is supposed to produce 10% of its protein content as glutathione. But due to toxicity and aging, it does not. Could glutathione be a missing factor in optimal cell function for your entire body? If you restore the optimal glutathione levels in your cells, especially your glands and organs, then as a result, your glands and organs work better. Imagine the quality of life improvement you might have. To order One World Way, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Get up, stand up.
All right, we're back on the Alex Jones Show. Thank you for joining us. This is Mike Adams riding shotgun with Alex Jones himself in the studio here. who just announced a major news-making petition, and I'll let you continue with...
Well, again, thanks for coming in and doing 2.5 hours of the show. I'm going to come back and do an hour with Doug Hagman. I'll do about 20 minutes with him and then get into some other news. You know, you were telling me I missed it, even though I checked the site a lot. DrudgeReport.com had the headline. You were saying civil war, they're coming for the handguns.
Yeah, that was, I think, yesterday or the day before. It said civil war, they're coming for your handguns.
Well, that is exactly what they're announcing. For those that don't know, they're saying that whatever guns you let we let you keep, we're going to register. And whatever guns that, you know, we take is basically up to us. Fingerprinting, all of this. They follow this exact pattern.
Yeah.
Once they register, they then always ban.
Yes.
I mean, this is so hardcore. And more you look at Sandy Hook, I got to say it, it looks like Operation Gladio. Looks like Operation Northwoods, both of which were U.S. government plans to stage mass shootings and blame liberty. So we're going to do a report on that on Monday. I'll also be back live Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. with the Sunday show, breaking all of this down. But in closing, I just want to give credit to naturalnews.com, drudgereport.com, infowars.com, all the real media that actually supports the Bill of Rights and Constitution. We're seeing an anemic, pathetic defense of the Second Amendment.
We're finding out who the real
by mainline Republican sites. We're seeing mainline Republicans in droves come out and say it's reasonable to turn your semi-autos in because the foreign banks pay for them. They are the ones giving them the money. So, again, I think this can be an even bigger petition to draw attention to the treasonous activity of the gun grabbers than the Piers Morgan one.
Oh, yeah.
So I never asked Drudge to link to stuff, but if Drudge, you know, and crew are out there listening, and if they think this is an important petition, I know if it goes up on the mighty Drudge, it will get out there. But regardless, if listeners go to Infowars.com and get the article, Petition Calls for Gun-Free Zone at White House and Federal Buildings, and we go on to call for private schools attended by politicians to have their guns taken as well.
Yeah.
Because the politicians don't send their kids to government training camps where they've been disarmed. Now, there's loopholes in the federal law to allow the arming of teachers and principals like Texas is doing. We need to, we're going to have that added to the article. About the petition so people can get this out, too, and say this is the model. But as you said, we're illustrating their absurdity, their hypocrisy, their fraud of David Gregory and others in this article that links to the petition. And we need to get this petition, even though Obama's going to ignore it. We got, I'd probably say, $15, $20 million of media coverage. There are companies that try to get a story as big as that Piers Morgan and spend millions and can't do it. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Globalists can't get something out like that. We're using logic and the truth trumps propaganda and lies. And so if we, the people, this petition's even better. Again, we pointed out we got a red coat telling us what to do. England's got a petition saying don't send him back. Piers Morgan is in trouble. Okay.
Please don't send us Piers Morgan.
Okay. Again, we use their fake petition system that Obama cherry picks against him. If people get this petition, petition calls for gun-free zones at White House and federal buildings, calls for his detail to be disarmed. Because, again, they say no guns means less crime.
Of course.
Even though that's not true, this will really show their hypocrisy if we can get the corporate whore media, the snot-nosed Atlantic Wire, to come out and go, look at the pathetic Drudge and Jones. Look at the pathetics. They think people are going to sign this petition. No one's going to sign it. That's what they first said Friday night.
We can get
that blew up in their faces. Exactly. And again, the goal is to have the media snot-nosed put us down and say that, oh, that's ridiculous saying take the president's people's guns. It'll blow up in their face. And see, we got to fight them hard on this. We got to go after them.
Yeah.
We got to hit them every level. That's why they went after Wayne LaPierre and said, how dare you? How dare you say Israel has guns to make their kids safe? That's not true.
All right.
They had to lie because the truth would defeat them. Sorry, go ahead.
That's the broadcast today, Overdrive with Alex Jones and Doug Hagman. Straight ahead. Stay with us.
OD, baby.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This man wants your guns. That is the cover of the 60-page glossy magazine, jam-packed with information. The December issue of InfoWars Magazine. InfoWars Magazine gives you a powerful tool to reach out to friends and family and neighbors and people in your community with the message of liberty. Give a gift subscription to your local police department. Give a gift subscription to your local state house, to your pastor. This is the perfect tool. 12 of these delivered to the door of the institution
age groups and individuals that you want to influence and wake up. Sign up for the free digital e-version at Infowars.com/newsletter, and we send it out the week after the physical magazine goes out, or go to InfowarsStore.com today and sign up for a subscription, give it as a gift subscription, or buy them in bulk with Ron Paul, The Attack on the Second Amendment, The Police State, The GMO Takeover. It's all there and all available at InfowarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139. Get your subscription or buy the magazines in bulk today.